Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Well, the world's largest tech expo is underway from Las Vegas, CES underway. It runs through the end of the week. Cutting-edge technology, a glimpse of the future. There's even an awards component, and this is significant. In 2025, Oshkosh Corporation, right here in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, unveiled the award-winning waste collection robot, which does, I think, a variety of different things. But nonetheless, it also highlights advancements in autonomy, electrification, and artificial intelligence. Once again, on display this year for the Wisconsin Corporation. Brian Brandt is the CMO of Oshkosh Corporation, joining us on the line. Hey, Brian.
Hello, Greg. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, thank you for being a part of this. It is so cool to look at the local Wisconsin companies that have a real presence at CES. And not only does Oshkosh Corporation have a presence, but an award-winning presence as they come back to the grounds this year. What is being unveiled this year at CES from Oshkosh Corporation?
Yeah, this year we're pretty ecstatic. I mean, anytime you can win a Best of Innovation Award at CES, it's a high honor. And this year we actually won two. And so we have two different displays on. One is a Best of Innovation Award for Robotics. And that is our JLG boom lift with a autonomous robot end effector. So it's basically a boom lift. Instead of having a basket with a person up there doing work, you actually put an end effector on there. So either a welding component or a painting component. And the boom lift itself turns into a robotic executing that work itself. So we won one award for that, and then we won an award for Best of Innovation in Leisure and Travel for our big, huge Stryker ARFF vehicle. It's a fully electric 45-ton vehicle that's electrified. These are the big ones that you see at the airports that are really cool to look at, but you hope it's not needed with the airplane that you're on.
Yeah, exactly. I'm really interested in that award you got in the travel and tourism category. How exactly is that electric airport rescue and firefighting vehicle helping in the world? Is it making things quicker? How does it work?
Yeah, it is all about, in those situations, you need speed and you need product to get to that scene as fast as possible. So with the electrified Stryker, it's a 45-ton vehicle that you need to get moving as fast as possible. So the electrified version of this actually is 28% faster than the internal combustion engine. It goes 0 to 50 in about 25 seconds. And it's got this low-end torque that just takes off and goes. I was just talking to the chief of DFW that is here at the booth with us, and he was just bragging about what this vehicle can do.
Brian Brandt joining us, CMO of Oshkosh Corporations, with a presence here at CES in another year of winning awards. Yeah, think about Oshkosh Corporation. There are so many different brands within the corporation, Brian, but I think of big vehicles, right? The first thing that pops to my mind, whether it's fire engine, fire trucks, if it's military vehicles, waste management vehicles, trying to bring the world of EV to vehicles this size and scale. How many companies around the world are even doing this?
Yeah, we are leaders in this, and we believe we are in the perfect niche when it comes to electrified vehicles because they are purpose-built, they are route-based, they come home every night to be charged. So if you look at a refuse vehicle or a delivery vehicle, the U.S. Postal vehicle that we have, the NGDV, they the duty cycle that they're going to be on every single day. And so you build the technology around that. They come home, they get charged. If it's an internal combustion engine, these are stopping at every house. And so you start up, and stop. If it's an internal combustion engine, you're replacing brake pads almost every 2 months. With an electric vehicle, you are actually charging the battery. And they're clean, they're quiet in the neighborhoods that they're working in. So we feel it is the perfect niche for electrified vehicles out there.
Best of innovation, that is a huge, important category. What do you know about the judges and who is taking a look at all these products and who decided, Oshkosh Corporation, you guys are a winner?
Yeah, BEF has been around for quite a while, and they have a very rigorous process when it comes to these awards. They are taken extremely serious. This year, there was about 3,600 submissions in 36 categories out there. Like the robotics award that we won, that one's probably one of the most competitive out there. There's a 32% increase in submissions for that award itself. So winning that award was a fantastic feat.
Yeah, Brian, I'm not sure if you're in Vegas right now or if you've been to the show, but this is the show. I mean, it's a worldwide appeal. Everybody knows about CES. And just to be on that stage, I think, is in and of itself a tremendous honor. But what inspires you on trips around the grounds as you walk around and learn about all that's new and how the world could be working in the future?
Yeah, so we are here. We're sitting in our booth in a conference room here right now. Yeah, CEF has there's 4,500 exhibitors here. You have over 1,700 analysts and investors here looking at what is the newest innovations out there, where the world is going. You have over 6,500 media outlets covering this. This is the biggest innovation show in the world. And Oshkosh, we love to be here to show. We've been a quiet company over the last 100 years, and so we have a lot of technology and innovation to show, and we are getting recognized for it, both with these awards that we have, and also just with the analysts and the media that are picking us up. And usually when they start seeing what we do, they're like, you do that too? You do that? I didn't know that. And so it's pretty fun to have these conversations at the show here.
What should we be watching from Oshkosh over the next 12 to 24 months or in the years ahead?
Yeah, one of the things that we're showing at the booth here, which is pretty exciting, is we call it the perfect turn at an airport. So we're showing an autonomous modular robot platform. So when you think about the perfect turn, that's when the plane lands and then when it takes off. So that's getting people off the plane. That is really starting with getting the plane to the gate, putting chocks in the wheels, which starts everything, and then you can get the jetway to the plane itself. You got to unload the baggage. So these modular robots can do the work on the tarmac, very busy tarmac. It's a challenging environment. If there's weather conditions out there, people have to get off the tarmac. So these robots can work in day, night, any kind of weather. They can bring the planes in as wing walkers. They can set the wheel chocks. They can hook up electrical. They can hook up the air. And then we also make the jet bridges. So we're bringing autonomy and AI to that to be able to bring those to the plane as fast as possible. And then loading baggage, unloading baggage, and then also de-icing. And so it's all about making that from landing to takeoff, that perfect turn, how fast can we help airlines and airports do that. And so that's, to me, one of the most exciting. As travelers, I'm sure everybody listening has had those experiences of sitting waiting for the jet bridge or waiting for luggage or you name it. And so we're trying to help with improving that.
And your robot wouldn't be like throwing the luggage into the bin, right? It would be gently setting all of our luggage into the bin.
Very delicate hands on our robot.
Pretty amazing stuff. CES runs throughout the week. You get a good time to explore down there, Brian, and walk the... I know it's a kind of a massive footprint. Do you get time to walk around and check things out?
Yeah, we definitely... We have a team here, and we try to assign a couple hours for everybody to get out because there's so much to see here. But the exciting part is our booth has been... We opened today at 10 o'clock Vegas time here this morning, and our booth has just been packed all morning. So it's pretty exciting from that standpoint.
Well, remarkable innovation from an incredible company here in the state of Wisconsin, Oshkosh Corporation CMO Brian Brandt joining us from Las Vegas at CES. Brian, we really appreciate it. Enjoy your week out there.
Thanks, Brian.
Very much. Appreciate you.
You bet. 247 on WTMJ. Pretty amazing stuff, right? Oshkosh Corporation. It's I'd be checking out everything as much as I could. I don't think you could see everything in a day, right? Oh, no. I mean, this is just an incredibly well-attended event and so many interesting things. But great to have a local presence there, but also great to see a difference-making presence with this proud Wisconsin company.
That's huge. Yeah, I imagine, too, they get to, you know, go around and take a sneak peek at all the competition as well. You want to see what everybody else is doing. Might give you a good idea.